Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got a treat for you all today. I've got Patrick and Christy from Austin, Texas with me. They're going to kind of talk about Voice for Texas and what it is and how does it impact the real estate world and how does it impact you. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Christy. Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we just got through listening to one of our county commissioners, and he was talking about the Loudoun legislation coming up and how much it impacted real estate. And I was watching both of y'all kind of going, wow, this is what we're all about.
Yeah.
We started because we have our skeet shoot coming up, which, as you know, you've done all our stuff, our promos, and we're real excited about that.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun.
May the 9th.
May 9th. We're going to be out at the San Angelo Clay Shoot Association.
Yes, uh-huh.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. I hear you're working very hard behind the scenes to get it all going.
It
so it's going
to
be a good time.
To raise money for a good cause. But you know, one question, that's one reason I ask you if y'all do this for me. People said, okay, Scott, what the heck is Voice for Texas?
Well, I'm going to defer to Patrick on that.
Okay.
He's got the real radio voice.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, thanks for having us, first of all. Voice for Texas, simply put, is the consumer outreach arm of the Texas Real Estate PAC. And people are like, well, what is that? Well, for 42 years, Texas realtors all over the state have been fighting for your private property rights, my private property rights, everybody's private property rights, whether it's HOAs getting in your business or overreaches on tax rates or fighting for property tax rate reductions or things like that. And we're just trying to get consumers involved in the same sort of fights and battles that realtors have been fighting for 42 years.
One of the great things that they do with the money that is raised is it goes to support local candidates and statewide candidates that support the issues that we are interested in, much like what Patrick was saying with lowering our tax rates, raising our exemptions on our property values, things like that. So it's a wonderful group. It benefits every landowner in the state for sure.
Well, and that's one thing that people ask me, Scott, why are you so big on this property taxes, property stuff? I said, well, one, we don't have a state income taxes in the state of Texas.
Right.
Which I think that's a good thing, too. But that also means we have very high property tax compared to other states, if you look at it. So when they put things on and they keep adding things, and, you know, one thing that's up in force now is a transfer tax on real estate.
Right.
Well, y'all can do the math. You know, they say it starts at a quarter of a percent. Well, then it jumped up. And Patrick, what state is it? It's up to 7%?
Oh, I don't know that off the top of my head.
They're changing them?
There are several states that have really high rates like that. And thankfully that, the legislators in the state of Texas have been, by and large, opposed to that sort of thing because they know what a chilling effect that high tax rates and whatnot can have on the economy. I mean, part of the reason that the state of Texas has done as well as it has through the recent downturns is the strength of our real estate community. And, you know, the real estate industry in the state of Texas is a vibrant part, and that's what TREPAC has been doing too, Voice for Texas. It's getting involved in making sure that those private property rights are protected, but also by helping to keep private property rights protected and keeping those tax rates low. One of the things we're fighting for right now is we're pushing for a tripling of the tax exemption on your homestead exemption. And we may not get to that tripling, but I think confidently a doubling is probably well within our reach. And it's going to be because of the hard work that realtors and involved, you know, consumers through Voice for Texas are doing, because we're sending that message to the legislature. Hey, we're needing to fight for this because those property tax rates are too high. Help us out.
They just keep going up and up every year, and this is just one way to help the Texas, property owners in getting that and getting a small relief in it.
Well, and I'll tell you one thing I've noticed too is being in a realtor for over 30 years and being from an agriculture background myself. If you look at, especially in West Texas, if you look at what comes out of Austin, we got our little cheat card journal. These are people that the realtors are supporting, that the TREPAC's supporting, and you get stuff from like the farmers or the agricultural based people. They're almost identical.
Right.
Which makes sense if you think about it. Farmers, landowners, realtors, landowners. I mean, there's a common interest there, so we obviously like the same people.
Absolutely.
So I think y'all will be well received, this whole concept will be well received in West Texas. We've said kind of what Voice of Texas is trying to do. Now, let's talk a little bit about what it does is, before, if one of my good friends says, Scott, I'm not a realtor, but I like everybody y'all are supporting, there's really nothing we could do about it.
Well, there is now, because on our website, voicefortexas.com, you can, right on the very front page, we ask you what your issues are. Are you having problems, or is there something that you see that you do like? If there's a question that you have, submit it, because that's really, really important. That way you can get all of these other members behind you and to help you and support you, which is important, you know, going forward with anyone. It's not as though they're fighting this battle alone. And that's what we really want them to understand.
You know, and it's not just issues in the legislature, although obviously that's a huge part of what we do. We also fight on local issues. For example, mm-hmm. right now we're helping the folks out up in Frisco, Texas, way up near the Oklahoma border. They're doing a thing up there where the local co-op wants to put these great big huge transmission power lines right through their backyards and right along this major thoroughfare. Well, of course, people are concerned not only about their property values, they're also concerned about the health and the, you know, potential damage to the visual view of the community, all those sorts of things. So we got involved. We injected some money into the local community. We're helping them out with some counsel to go before the regulatory boards. We started a website called burythelines.org, and it's an opportunity for those local consumers to let their voices be heard. And that's what Voice for Texas is doing. We are doing everything we can to help consumers get involved in those private property rights that not only affect them on a statewide level, but also have issues right here in their own backyard.
And I had this question sent to us too, because I brought it up. They said, "What protects private property rights?" And Patrick, this will be right up your way. What exactly is private property rights?
Private property rights, in a nutshell, is your ability to use your property to your benefit and your family's benefit without it negatively impacting your neighbors. It's the old adage of, you know, you can't go yell fire in a crowded movie house. Well, that's because your rights stop where someone else's rights begin. So we're all about protecting your personal private property rights, but also your neighbors, too.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Absolutely.
We hope so, yeah.
One thing that I'm very happy about too is you can as the general public, if you see some issues and you have some stuff, and I had the question, well, y'all are just a Republican committee, and that's not true at all.
No.
And I've had the opportunity to be a trustee for our PAC, mm-hmm. and I've had different opportunities to be around the association for over 30 years, and it's kind of changed my views on things. I don't think somebody said, well, are you a Democrat or Republican? I said, I think I'm a people person.
Right.
And that's exactly what I think the Realtor Party is.
The Realtor Party, right.
And it's exactly what the Voice for Texas is.
We are truly a nonpartisan organization. Our whole thing is, if you are for our issue, which is private property right protection, we're going to be for you. If you are willing to go to bat for the issues that we care about, and that's making sure that when I buy that home or that piece of land, that I can use it for my family's benefit. If you're going to help me protect those rights, we're going to help you out when it comes time. And we get involved in races. That's what we do.
Right. That's where the money, all the funds that are raised, go to support those particular candidates that are supporting our issue, regardless of what side of the aisle they sit on.
RD doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're going to support those people that are going to help us protect your private property rights.
And so you basically keep a report card on these people to see how they do vote.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's our responsibility. We need to know exactly what they're doing.
We're tracking...
Over 1,400 bills.
Yeah, 1,400 bills or so right now in the legislature, and we're going to watch every vote on every one of those bills.
Well, in fact, I've been talking about this for a little while, and we actually had a guy email in, and they said, well, this guy was talking about abortion. I said, well, folks, that has nothing to do with real estate.
No.
We don't care. I don't mean that bad or good either way, folks. That's not an issue we
that's
track.
That's not our battle to fight.
That's not our deal.
Right.
But if it deals with anything that does with real estate, taxes on real estate, mm-hmm. The people that support or don't support, things that are positive for the state of Texas, that's what this is all about.
That's exactly what this is about. It's all boils down to you protecting your property rights.
And let me tell you one thing. I'm going to go back to our skeet shoot. And, of course, without Christy and Patrick, we couldn't be doing it. We're the first association in the state of Texas.
It's very exciting. You're going to be our first fundraiser.
So we're excited about that. And one, it's always fun, and you know this, and we're blessed in San Angelo. There's no such thing as a bad cause. I don't believe that. Everybody that calls me, you know, for the children, for whatever case it is, it's always good.
Absolutely.
But I believe in this case, you could actually donate some money for something that could actually help save you money, mm-hmm. and enjoy it at the same time.
How can you go wrong with that?
And you can't. And, you know, with folks, if y'all don't know, if you don't do the skate show, you can still come out. You can still visit with people. You can still have it. There's going to be a great lunch, great breakfast, a lot of giveaway type
Lots
stuff.
Lots of giveaways, great food, like you said, a lot of fun. You can learn something. I've never personally done skeet shooting, but I'm excited to learn. So I'm really looking forward to that. I just think it's going to be a great family event.
And that's exactly what it is. And it is May the 9th at the San Angelo Claiborne Association. In fact, do you want to talk about some of the sponsorship opportunities? They're
absolutely. We have all kinds of sponsorship availability. Of course, our title sponsor, which is 5,000. There's a shotgun sponsor, platinum sponsorships at 2,500. There's all the way down to $400 for a breakfast sponsor for, you know, whatever you want to feed us, we'll take it. So there's a lot of opportunities to get involved, and it's a very good issue, a very good cause, and we just hope that everybody will join in and please come down and enjoy it on May 9th.
Well, and that's also Mother's Day weekend. So whether mom shoots or not, bring her out. Hey, she'll have a good time watching you, or maybe she'll get involved, or maybe she doesn't want to come and she sends you. You go, you have some fun, and she gets to have the day off, maybe go to the spa or something
there
like that.
There you go.
I bet she'd like that even better. We're going to take a quick break. Before we do, I want to tell you one thing. If you come out and you have some questions, we're going to have the two head dogs down there. We're going to have Christy and Patrick. So if you have some questions, say, hey, ask us, you know, ask them whatever questions you have, and it kind of, you know, decide what you want to do or not do, and they'll answer it for you. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.